I got a dusty old pile of vinyl records I keep sitting on my floor. I played each one of them over and over at least a dozen times more. All I've got is a beat up chair, a mattress, a fork, another to spare, and that dusty old pile of records on my floor. I got Willie Waylon and Woody Guthrie, Jimmy Buffett, La Lovett, and Bobby Gentry, Jerry Jeff, Bob Dylan, Donnie Fritz, Death in the Doors, Patsy Cline, John Bryan, and more. I got Jackson Brown, Towns, Van Zandt, Zeppelin, Leonard Skinner, Harry Chapin, Guy Clark, Van Halen. I got Rita, Chris, Kenny Sykes, and Cousin Joe in his Singing with the Fish, you know. I got Emmy Lou, too, and Arlo, James Taylor, Jimmy Rogers, Hank Williams, and Mojo Nixon, Hendrix, Haggard, and a whole lot more. And that dusty old pile of vinyl records sitting on my phone. One time in San Francisco, I was standing in an airport line. In one bag I had all of my clothes, and the other was all them records of mine. The lady said I could only bring one bag. I had two, oh what a drag. I had to jump on the plane and leave all my clothes behind. I got Willie Waylon and Woody Guthrie, Jimmy Buffett, Lyle Lovett, and Bobby Gentry, Jerry Jeff, Bob Dylan, Donnie Fritz, the Dead and the Doors, Patsy Cline, John Prine, and more. I got Jackson Brown, Towns, Van Zandt, Zeppelin, Leonard Skinner, Harry Chapin, Guy Clark, and Van Halen. I got Rita, Chris, Keith Sykes, and Country Joe, and he's singing with the fish, you know. I got Emmy Lou, U2, and Arlo, James Taylor, Jimmy Rogers, Hank Williams, and Mojo Nixon, Hendrix, Haggard, and a whole lot more. I got all the Booker T's, Tom T. Hall, Bobby Bear, Bella Fonny, and the New York Dolls, a Billy Joe, Jimmy Crutchy, Kiss Cross, Stills and Nash, John June, and a Roseanne Cash. I got Forbert, Bromholt, Sam and Dave, T-Birds, Yardbirds, Stevie Ray, and if you're one of the 10 or 12 people that bought my third record, you might have figured out already that I got piles and piles and piles of Tom Petty. And that dusty old stack of vinyl records I got sitting on my... All day we both said nothing. You threw your face in a magazine. I tuned into the oldies station. Flew away in a time machine. This world is so amazing. The sun is shining and it's raining too. I waited all my life. I don't mind sometimes not talking. Sometimes there ain't a thing to say. Anyway, I know what you're thinking, and I kinda like it when you think that way. I think I'll just keep on driving. Anywhere will do. I waited all my life. All this time I knew you were out there. All this time I knew someday I'd find you somewhere. Thank you. some people tell you everything they think of. Say yes I will, but they never do. Sometimes I've gotta ask for you to speak up. Everything you say is true. Say you'll be mine forever. Never leave me blue. I'll wait yet all my life. Yeah, are y'all wearing the same thing you wore last time you saw me? If you've never seen me before, which some of you have, my name's Todd Snyder, and I've been driving around 15 years making this shit up, singing it for anybody to listen to it, wearing whatever the fuck I wanna. Some of the songs I sing, I tell the story for the song. Sometimes I'll tell the story and come back to a town and tell the same story, except it'll be different. So if that happens, I want to apologize in advance. This particular number doesn't have any story to it, but it has a lot of words, and it's hard to memorize. You got one shot left, I guess, but you messed up so bad last time. I'm a little losing my mind, keeping up, it's true. You go one way, one thing, you turn around, mood swing, making up a melodrama, mama, what is wrong with you? Well, I heard you the 10th time, telling me again and again about men making everything harder than it ought to be, and baby, you know that isn't true. You know how hard I've tried to keep you satisfied, hey, mama, what is wrong with you? What's wrong with you? What'd I do? You think I wanna be with every woman in this world but you? Well, I tell you all the time how I'm walking the line for you. Every time I see you, girl, you treat me like I'm cheating on you. Hey, 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 mama, what's wrong with you? You took a one bad blow, I know, but you go so far out sometimes. I'm afraid of making that climb out there to you. You get so high, you sink, well, the next thing that I know, a whole new soap opera, mama, what am I supposed to do? I saw you last night thumbing through my personal phone book, looking into cooking up something you could look at till you wound up angry, and baby, you know that is a coup. All this jealousy, it is a-killing me. Mama, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? What'd I do? What makes you think I want to be with every other woman in this world but you? Well, I tell you all the time how I'm walking the line for you. Every time I see you, girl, you treat me like I'm cheating on you. Hey, hey, hey. Mama, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? What I do, it makes you think I want to be with every other woman in the world but you. We got them all by the balls all the way to the ribbon cutting. You'd rather sit here with your finger on the panic button. Hey, 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 mama, something's wrong with you. I said, hey, 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 my son's wrong with you. Thank you. other side of the story. Stuck all night in a hotel room, stuck on rock and roll time, trying to make something of a crossword puzzle, cause I can't think of nothing to rhyme. Watching these trucks leave Birmingham, drinking wine from a paper cup. I've been a call in my house all night long, ain't nobody picking it up. Where could my baby be? Where could my baby be? Where could my baby be? I feel so lonely by myself. Stuck all night in a hotel room, stuck inside my head. A world outside's flying high and wide while I'm stuck inside my head. I ought to be walking around somewhere, not staring at a telephone, but I've been calling into my house all night long and it's still nobody home. Where could my baby be? Where could my baby be? Where could my baby be? I feel so lonely by myself. Please don't let her be with somebody else. Stuck all night in a hotel room, stuck up wide awake, trying to get over this sinking feeling that I can't seem to shake. Flipping through the TV news and losing all of my cool. I've been calling my house all night long, I am feeling like a fool. Where could my baby be? Where could my baby be? Where could my baby be? I feel so lonely by myself. Oh, please don't let her be with somebody else. Having a good time so far, I hope. This song, I come up with different songs for different reasons. This one is kind of begrudgingly. I was making a record. I made a few albums. One with the third one was called Viva Satellite. You know, when we were making it, we did like 15 songs or something like that, or maybe more than that. And then the record company, the people who were paying for it, called, and they said they wanted another song, and they wanted me to come up with it too, you know. And I remember I thought it was so funny, my manager said, it's the same fucking song over and over again. What's the difference if there's another one? You know? Which I agreed with completely, you know. But I didn't want to be a dick about it, so I thought, told him I would try. And I went to this bar, this restaurant bar, and they were all at the studio just kind of sitting around waiting. And I was trying to think of something, and I couldn't. And then these two young guys came in. They were like high school kids, and they came in, and they seemed like maybe they had had a couple of drinks or something, and they started talking, and I started eavesdropping on their talking, and their conversation was a lot more interesting than the one that I was having with myself. So I wrote it all down and made it rhyme. That's about the only goal I've ever had. I got this feeling that my stepmom hates me. That gold digger's got a worthless bone. She stays drunk on rum and Pepsi. She will never notice if I'm not home. We'll stay out on. Again tonight, out all night. Again tonight. Well, my old man says that the Woodstock generation found a way to make this nation open up its eyes and take a look around. He says my generation ain't good for nothing, but I could think of something, so I thought I'd jot it down. Hey, here's the hair gel hanging out the health spa, using condom since watching L.A. Lawn. Here's the drum machine, stonewashed jeans, credit cards and fax machines, big bow-headed chicks with frack eyes. Wearing $40 tie-dye t-shirts all together, say big bow paisley time. And here's to living off your dad as long as you can and blending in with the crowd. Oh, my generation, oh, my generation should be proud. Up in the hallowed halls of half a million shopping malls, and there ain't any price that we're too proud to let our parents pay. Why buy anything from a Diet Sprite to 1,000 points of light? Listen, I never said that we're very bright, but I'm proud anyway. Hey, here's the hair gel hanging out the house spa, using condom since watching Arsenio Hall. And here's the drum machine, stonewashed jeans, credit cards, fax machines, big bow-headed chicks, and frat guys. Wear $40 tie-dye t-shirts, one more chance, say, big bow paisley. That is really good for a Sunday, that really is good. Pretty. Here's two. Living off your dad as long as you can and blending in with the crowd. Oh, my generation, well, I hope I die before I get old. My generation, she said strike a pose, there's nothing to it. My generation, my generation should be proud. Y'all sound good singing, you know. I do this song that I usually play for this friend of mine, Moondog. He had a bar in Memphis that we heard about on the radio all the time. And then one night he showed up at one of our shows. And that particular night, I didn't have no shoes on either. And he offered me his, you know. He said, you could have my shoes. And then he said, okay, you got to come out to my bar. And we, this part of town is pretty tough, you know. And so we had always heard not to go as a band. Don't go to that part of town. So we weren't going to. And then one 4th of July, we decided to just go ahead and go. So we went. And the address was confusing because it was in this residential area with houses. And we thought, well, there's not going to be a bar around here, you know. And then when we got to the address, there it is. So we went out and we found this house, but it wasn't a bar, so we thought, well, what the hell? And then as we were driving away, we noticed there was a tool shed behind the house. And you could hear all this Lynyrd Skynyrd music coming. Yeah. I'm not going to do this song for Moondog, though, because I had, I wrote this song for him, but I'm going to do it tonight for a friend of mine I made in Alaska just recently. I just did my second trip up there. I don't know if you've been there. It's really, yeah. I met this friend of mine. Well, when I got there, it's pretty. I went to Homer, and Homer's pretty small. It's on the ocean, which not, I didn't know. You fly in, and the guy in the airplane says, look to your left, here's Homer. You know, it's like a strip mall with Christmas lights on it. And then they land in like a 7-Eleven type thing. I get out. I take my guitar and my bag, and I walk out, and they got there's these two taxi cab drivers standing out in the snow. Snow everywhere. One guy comes walking up to me and he says, hey, you must be the singer. And I said, how did you know, you know? And he said, well, there's only 800 people in town, and we haven't had anybody new since November, so we're all pretty excited about the show. He said, you want to ride over to the hotel? So I said, okay, this is true, this really happened too. So we start walking out of the airport, and the other cab driver comes walking across the snow to this first cab driver. He goes, you son of a bitch, you know you're not supposed to come into the airport to pick up a fare. And he punches the guy right in the fucking face, right in the fucking mouth. And they fall down into the snow, and they're rolling around. And I'm standing there with my guitar, watching them. And I said, I'm gonna go with the first guy, no matter who wins. And so they got up. I get in the car with the first guy. He says, my God, dude, that guy hit me right in the mouth. You saw me hit me right in the mouth. I ought to call the police. I should call the police. You saw me, did it. I could get him. I said, you should call him. He said, I think I will call him. I said, do call him. He said, yeah, I got a cell phone. I said, I'm going to call him. I said, do it. He said, he dialed 911. It seemed like ample enough time went by for someone to pick up the phone. And he says, I quote, Craig, hey, listen, this is Jeff. John just hit me right out in front of the fucking airport. Said the singer saw the whole thing. So he takes me to the hotel, and the promoter comes to get me. He's going to show me around. I saw a moose, and I saw an eagles. And then we were down on the beach. And there was this part of town that was like seven of these like shanty houses that were kind of like cabins. Maybe someone would be kind of busted in half and duct taped to a piece of a trailer with a kind of tin all posted up to it. And I told the promoter, I said, who lives over there, man? And he said, I ain't going over there, you know. And I said, you got like 800 people and there's a bad part of town. He said, I'm not going over there. So we went back to the hotel, and he dropped me off, and I walked back over there. And I knocked on the door, and this guy with this big old beard, like way out past his shoulders, answers. He goes, holy shit, it's the singer, you know. And all his friends stand up and go, oh, my God, it's that guy that has a poster at the coffee place. And so I sit down with these guys, and we played like they all played guitar. There was like eight. It was like if the Manson family had never been caught, and they were still just like blowing a J down by the beach in Alaska, you know. Just in the middle of the afternoon on a weekday, these guys are just sitting around playing John Prine song. So I sat down, and they had moonshine, too. We drank some of that and played some songs. And I thought, man, I got to play later tonight. And so I said, I'm leaving, but if you guys want to come see the show, come down and see the show. And all his like friends started to laugh at me. And I thought, I don't understand what's so funny. And they said that there were seven bars in the whole town, and that Digger Dave, that was the guy who opened the door. That's what they called him, Digger Dave. They said that he hadn't been allowed in any of them in over 10 years. And I said, why? And he said, I don't want to talk about it. I said, well, maybe I can get you in, you know. So I'm the singer, shit. So I called the owner of the club. And the guy went, no. And I said, come on, man. And he said, you got to call the mayor. So honestly, so I called the mayor about Digger Dave. And they told me if I would put a deposit down, this guy could come. This is true. So I'm playing just the same way I always do, you know. Some nights it's good, some nights aren't so good. It wasn't as good night as this, you know, people weren't paying such close attention or clapping that loud. But they were there, and I don't give a shit, you know. So I was singing, I was playing this song. Playing this, and Digger Dave walks in with his entourage right in the middle of the song. fucking standing ovation. Mundo's Tavern, we last we are I'm on go. Mundo's Tavern, oh, that's the only place I know. Mundo's got everything I am ever gonna need. Mundo's Tavern, I'm Frazier, Tennessee. About the friends he's made, about the nights that he crossed the line, and all the mornings that he paid, how they threw him out of so many bars. He finally built one in his own backyard. He ain't been thrown out yet so far. His tab's almost always paid. Up to go to the airport, we were in the cab, and the cab driver had the radio on, and the guy on the radio said, you should have seen the show last night down at the Armory, it was so exciting. And he never mentioned me or a song that I had played. He said they let Digger Dave in. Apparently he knew the singer. That night after the show, though, when we were over at his house and just hanging out, he said that I had played a song that really changed his life, and I was hoping it was, well, I didn't have much hope. I said, which one was it? He said, what's that one you got about that friend of yours that got kicked out of so many bars that he built one in his own yard? I said, my dog's tower, well, that's where I'm gonna go. Mundo's Tavern, oh, that's the only place I know. Mundo's got everything I am ever gonna need. Mundo's Tavern, I'm Frazier, Tennessee. Mundo's Tavern. Let freedom ring. They said I'd have to get a permit, a bunch of tags and everything. I never made it through the red tape. I got this paper hat. I got a job working weekdays. You want fries with that? I got nothing to do, nothing to gain. It's like a one-way ticket to cruise in the passing lane. Can't complain. I was talking with my girlfriend. I told her I was stressed. I said I'm going off the deep end. She said, God, for once, give it a rest. We're all waiting in a dugout, thinking we should pitch. How you gonna throw a shot out if all you do is bitch? I got nothing to lose. nothing to gain. It's like a one-way ticket to cruise in the passing lane. Can't complain. So now I got a brand new dance. I need one more shot. I just need one last chance. You know I won't get caught. I wanna make my last stand. This time I can't be bought. Then again, on the other hand, how much have you got? I got nothing to do, nothing to gain. It's like a one-way ticket to cruise in the passing lane. Can't come. A little out of place, a little out of tune, so lost in space, racing that moon, climbing the walls of a hurricane, still over all, I can't complain, still over all.
Be proud to be white, dream of a day when everything's all right. Be
Why? But I bet you I'll play that before I leave here. Especially since you keep yelling it. I like to do some of the slower ones, though, before I get to the beer drinking songs, because once you get there, it's kind of hard to go back, you know. Sometimes I just don't get this way. Seem like everything I see brings back another memory. Feel like missing you today. You're never too far from my mind. Feel like crying. So hard to do, especially when it's come to you. You're never too far from my mind. I know someday I'll see your smiling face again. I don't know when, but I know it's true. One other thing. No matter where we can go, you love me and I love. Can't hear wondering out loud if we'd ever work things out. Wish I could make amends for anything I might have said back. Feel like missing you today. I ain't letting nobody stand in my way. I'm gonna pull down these shades and play some old songs. I'm gonna try a new song, okay? I did this on a airplane. I was trying to catch a plane, but I didn't have time to get my own magazine to read. So I had to choose between one of the two in the pouch in front of me. the Sky Mall, and the other one. And I chose the other one, and there was a science article in there that I read, and I took the first two lines from the science article, and I used them for the first two lines of this song. And then the rest I made up myself. They say, this is what the article said this. It said, they say 3% of people use 5 to 6% of their brain. 97% use just 3% and the rest goes down the drain. I'll never know which one I am, but I'll bet you my last dime. 99% think we're 3% 100% of the time. They say 67% of all statistics are made up right there on the spot. 82.4% of people believe them, whether accurate statistics or not. Now, I don't know what you believe, but I do know there's no doubt I need another double shot of something to prove. I got too much to think about. Too much to think about. Too much to figure out. Stuck between hope and doubt, it's too much to think about. They say 81% of everything you learn in school was a bunch of bullshit that you will never need. 86% of everything you got, you bought just to satisfy your greed. Because 92% of this world's population links possessions to success, even though 86% of the wealthiest 1% of the population drinks to an alarming excess. More money, more stress. It's too much to think about. Too much to figure out. Stuck between hope and doubt. It's too much to think about. Well, pick it then. Okay. Statisticians truly hate their fucking jobs. The average bank robber lives within, say, about 20 miles of the bank that he robs. There's this little bank not so far from here that I've been watching now for a while. Seems like lately all I can't think about is how about I want to go out in style. It's too much to think about. Too much to figure out. Stuck between hope and doubt. Pay my rent, I get my car to my mechanic. I ain't seen it since. My phone's always ringing. When I wanna be alone, they try to sell me everything from heaven to Cologne. Everybody's got an offer that I just can't refuse. It's a circus out here, mama. Maybe I got them inside your blood. Well, it's all a big commercial, it's the video, man. It's a plot to put an end to my attention span. They make up all these issues never understood. If I thought I could change things, I'd run out to Hollywood. But it's so hard to kick the door down, even when you got your brand new shoe. This circus out in my world, baby, like a damn beside your blue. I wanna tame a lion. These sound-a-ring rich kids, they're not even trying. From college to the big top, take all of the best positions while I'm out in this tent with all these freaks and musicians. Out in this theater with all y'all freaks and musicians. I'm moaning now, sideshow blues. tell my girlfriend she's the only one that I've got. But there's this girl that I hardly even know, keeps on telling her that she's not. She's got a load of pistol, she wears it all the time. She says sometimes you just have to kill a boy to keep his ass in line. At least that's where she sees it. She says she saw it on the news. It's a circus out here, mama. Your wave is like a damn sideshow blues. People play satanic records, man. You don't know an elf freak. From a quiet kid to a maniac to a movie of the week. We're killing over cocaine, dying over sex. Mountain bread. Whoever gonna cut the checks? Now I go to church on Sunday. And brothers and sisters, let me tell you, I cannot but sleep in the pew. This circus out here, mama, your baby's like a damn sideshow blues. This circus out here, mama, baby's like a damn sideshow blues. This circus out here, people, like a sideshow. Feeling bad about just having to be there anyway. A friend of a friend from work came in. I never had known what to make of him. He'd always seem to be so insincere to me. I've always been afraid of a 12-step crowd. They laugh too much and they talk too loud, like they all know where everyone should be. Spend it alone. Telling everyone how they felt, and it felt like so long since I'd been young. The circle kept moving its way to the back. I was wondering what I was gonna say. In fact, I still didn't know as it rolled off my tongue. Spend it long. Spend it long, long, yeah. How did I get here? Thank you. Well, I didn't say a word all the way to my car. A little later on that night at the bar, I was telling everybody how strange my day had been. They said, brother, all you need is another shot. So I threw one down. I said, hey, thanks a lot, as I thought to myself. Well, here we go again. It's been a long year. It's been a long year. How did I get here? I feel like singing.
Yeah.
When I woke up this morning, things was looking bad. Seemed like total silence was the only friend I had. A bowl of oatmeal tried to stir me down, and one. It was 12 o'clock before I realized that I was having no fun. Oh, but fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it'll last a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? No, I was just trying to have me some fun. Closet, thought my overalls, trying to get away from all of the years inside the walls. I drained the police, I heard everything I thought. What then? Well, I went to court and the judge's name was Hoffman. Oh, but fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? I was just trying to have me some fun. Last time I checked my bankroll, it was getting thin. Sometimes it seems like the bottom is the only place I've been. I chased a rainbow down a one-way street, dead end. And all my friends turned out to be insurance salesmen. Oh, but fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Won't you please tell the man I ain't killing anyone? I was just trying to have me some fun. Alright, John Prime fans, it's your turn. And you may sing. Well done, a hot dog bun, a tilde hun, my sister-in-law. Y'all, thank you for being so nice to me. God bless you. Thank you. A great time tonight. My sister-in-law is a nun. B-double-E-double-R-U-M, B-double-E-double-R-U-M, all we need is a 10 and a 5 or a car and a key and a sober driver. B-double-E-double-R-U-M, a couple of frat guys from Abilene drove out all night to see Robert Earl Keene, the K-Pig Swine, and swore they danced. They wore baseball caps and khaki pants. They wanted cigs, so to save some money, they got one off this hippie that smelled kind of funny. And the next thing they knew, they were both really hungry and pretty thirsty, too. B-double-E-double-R-U-M, bear run. B-double-E-double-R-U-M, bear run. Is a 10 and a 5 or a car and a key and a sober driver. B-double-E-double-R-U-M, fair ride. Found a store with a sign, said their beer was coldest. They sent in Brad because he looked the oldest. He got a case of beer and a candy bar. He walked over to where all them registers are, laid his fake ID on the countertop. The clerk looked, he turned, he looked back, he stopped and said, boy, I'm not calling the cops, but I am going to keep this card. The guys both took it pretty hard. B-double-E-double-R-U-M, bear ride. B-double-E-double-R-U-M, bear ride. Oh, how happy we would be had we only brought a better fake ID on the B-double-E-double-R-U-M, bear ride. Met this other old hippie named Sleepy John. He claimed to be the one from the Robert Earl song, so they gave him the cash. He bought him some brews. It was a beautiful day out in Santa Cruz. They were feeling so good, it should have been a crime. The crowd was cool and the band was prime. They made it back up front to their seats just in time to sing with all their friends. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. He tried to look like he had a little bit of money. He was a grifter of Southern draw. Well, I could tell right away by the way he was running that the boy was just begging to crawl. At least the junkie knows what he needs. You get a man all strung out on his own greed, and he will give up everything he's got for just one shot at having it all. He gave an everlasting of his savings on a trip down to the local track. He had a tip from a friend to put it all down to win on a horse and named a heart attack. Oh, yeah, now he ain't no fool, but it didn't bury it all. So everything was cool when that horse took it fall, but then it turned around and blew the rest trying. Everybody wants the most they can possibly get. Sing if you know, say, for the least they can possibly do. They want that easy money. A dollar a day. Lord, they're scheming, they plan, but they can't get their hands on none of that easy money. She'd been watching him from a table. not too soft, but not too tough. Wish you figured by the money he'd been throwing around, he was damn sure good looking enough. So she worked her way over, she shot him a wink. He took his last $5. He bought her a drink. By the time they hit the Motel 6, they figured they was in love. Possibly do they want that easy money? I don't understand. I love the scheme and the plan, but they can't get their hands on none of that easy money. Must have been about 2 weeks later, she gets a call from one of his business friends. Found the surefire steal of a big investment deal. Dumpling, would you believe this? He's gonna let both of us in on it. So he took all his savings out of the bank. On the way home, they stopped to gas up her tank. She stepped in for some sex and she never saw them. They wanted easy money. So much. Thanks a lot. Don't forget to tip your bartender, okay? God bless you. Horseshoe Lake, once he finds us, what else? Freebird! Oh, I haven't done that yet. I think it's fucked up. Oh no. Just the other morning I was hanging around in my house. I had that new book with all those pictures of Madonna naked in it, and I was checking it out. Just then a friend of mine came through the door. Said she never picked me for a scumbag before. Said she didn't ever want to see me anymore. And I still don't know why. I think I'm an alright guy. I just wanna live until I gotta die. I'm not perfect, but God knows I try. I think I'm an alright guy. I think I'm alright. Now, one time, and it was for medicinal purposes, but they forced me to smoke some dope. Which means I could probably still be the president, but I'll never be the Pope. I know I get wild, I know I get drunk, man. It ain't like I got a bunch of bodies in my trunk. My old man used to call me a little good punk, and I still don't know why. I just wanna live until I gotta die. such guy. I think I'm an alright guy. I think I'm alright. And just the other night, you know, these cops pulled me over outside a bar. They turned on their lights and they said, son, we're gonna have to ask you to step out of the car. I was only kidding when I called them a couple of dicks. Still they made me do the stupid human tricks. Now I'm stuck in this jail with a bunch of dumb hicks. And I still won't live until I gotta die. I know it ain't perfect, but I know I try. I think I'm